Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 22nd day of Shvat, Tovshin Pobeis. Masechta Peah, Perek Rishon, Mishnah Dalad. Amish is going to tell us which plants, which things are chayiv in Peah. Klal Omra BaPeah. Chachamim established the following rule when it comes to the laws of Peah. What are the conditions before there is a chiyuv, an obligation to leave Peah? Kol shehu oichal, anything that's classified as food, human food, to exclude, for example, herbs that are just used to make dyes, even though sometimes that's used for food. V'nishmar, second condition, something that's guarded, to exclude hefker, something that's left free for all. It's no shomer. Third condition, v'gidulav min haaretz, something that grows from the ground, to exclude things like mushrooms, which don't have roots, and they really nurture from the air. They're not really nurturing from the ground, the energy. Fourth condition, ulekitosoi kachas, and when it's harvested, it's done in one go, to exclude fruits that take time and will develop over several weeks, slowly but surely, like, for example, figs. And the fifth condition, umachniso lekium. It's something that that's not perishable. It's a food that's not perishable, and you can keep it in storage. To exclude vegetables, for example, they're not chayv because they will. There's no way you can store. You can store the vegetables. They're not kept lekium. Anything that has these five conditions, chayv bepeah, will be chayv in peah. How do we know this? It's pasuk says of a kutzrechem esketzir arzachem loschal pasotcha. When you harvest your harvest of your land, do not finish off the corners of the field. Just like kotzir, what do you harvest? You harvest something that's food, something that's guarded, something that grows on the ground, and something that you normally do at one time. You reap all the harvest, the whole field, and finally that it keeps in storage. You can actually keep it in storage. So too, any other food item that has these characteristics. It's food, it's guarded, it grows in the ground, and you collect this all at once, and you bring it and you put it into storage. You're able to storage. Those two are chayiv in peah. Anything that has these five conditions. V'hatvua, the five types of grain, wheat, barley, spelt, rye notes. V'hakitnias, and legumes like beans and lentils. Biklalazah would be included, therefore, in this kol, because they possess all these five characteristics or five conditions, and therefore they are chayv in peah. Mishnah Hay. Uvo ilon, when it comes to trees, fruit trees, that have the five conditions which we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, they are as follows. Ho'oig. Oig is a sumac tree. It's a low tree with green flowers. All the parts of it, particularly the leaves, were used to produce materials for tanning leather. V'hachoruvin, and carobs. V'hagozim, and walnuts. V'hashgedim, and almonds. V'hakfanim, and vines. V'harimonim, and pomegranates. V'hazesim, and olives. V'hatmarim, and dates. Any one of these trees, and the like of them, chayovin b'peah, one is obligated to leave peah for them. But ta'enim, the figs are not included in this category. Why? Because figs are not collected. They don't come out in one time. It'll come out one day. You'll get a few fruit, and next day another fruit, and next another fruit. Because engleketosin ka'achas, they do not have one of those five conditions that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah of the klal in peah. As we explained also. Our Mishnah, now, why does the Mishnah mention these particular trees? Not to exclude all other trees. It mentions these trees because they were prevalent in the land of Israel at the time the Mishnah was written. But the same thing applies really to other trees as well, that if they have these five conditions for that apply, then there will be chayiv in peah, there will be chayiv in leaving it at a corner of the field.